Rolene Marks, how are you?
I'm good, and you? You know, I heard of Flums, and I immediately reverted to a really good Israeli wine by the name of Flum. If you can get your hands on a bottle of Flum, I highly recommend you do so.
All right, thank you so much. And that's why it's called Roro's Rantings, because you can talk about absolutely anything. Yeah. Rolene, can we please just talk about the explosive balloon that was found in a kindergarten?
Yes, we need to talk about this. These explosive balloons are still being sent from Gaza into Israel, and one was discovered in the courtyard of a kindergarten in the Eshkol Regional Council. This is the area that is very, very close to the Gaza Strip, and thank goodness this was discovered in time by the teacher who managed to move the children to a safe location and call the shomer, or the security officer, on board and at the facility, and thank goodness it was removed. Another one actually hit a car today and set the car on fire. So, you know, these balloons, these incendiary devices, continue to be a tremendous threat to Israel. You know, burning fields, now setting cars alight, and also posing a potential danger to our children who are going to school. And if I can just remind our listeners that this is not vacation time. The kids are at school, and something like this could have had absolutely tragic results.
Rolene, are these all launched from Gaza, or are these copycat type events? Because it just concerns me that these balloons are reaching as far as Jerusalem.
Well, that's a very interesting question, but they are all coming from Gaza. And yeah, you know, the reason that they are reaching as far as Jerusalem and even as far as Modi'in, where we've discovered several very close to the city, is because the weather conditions are changing. It is very, very windy, and they are able to be carried quite far into the country. And, you know, it might sound crazy to some people, you know, arson balloons or arson condoms, but they cause real destruction. Thousands and thousands of hectares of valuable farmland, valuable nature reserve has already been destroyed because of this.
Gosh, that's, and when you think about the effort to cultivate and grow it, I don't know, it leaves me kind of speechless.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, very often you hear members of our government, members of our society saying, those who love the land don't burn it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And there's truth in that. Rolene, what is Hamas saying about a cessation of violence?
Well, according to Hamas, and they told this to Haaretz, you know, Hamas are trying to give the impression that they are becoming more moderate, and they are starting to engage various Israeli publications. A couple of weeks ago, it was the Daily Yediot Ahronot. Today, it's Haaretz, although this has been picked up by all the other mainstream media. But Hamas have said that they and other factions will cease their violence against the Gaza border. But no sooner have they said this than literally about 10 minutes ago, we've got another comment by Hamas saying the leaderships of the two movements affirmed the following positions: continuing the march of return and breaking the siege until it achieves its goals and preserving its peacefulness. Now, Kath, you and I joked off air, like, we don't know who to believe, you know, when it comes to either Haaretz or Hamas, you know, who do we believe? But this is Hamas in their own words. No sooner had they said they and other factions will cease violence, then an hour later they are saying they will continue with their march of return. And as we've seen over the, nearly a year now, the march of return is anything but peaceful.
And the march of return doesn't exactly make space for two states, does it? It's a march of return to Israel, to
Well, exactly, exactly. And breaking the siege and this kind of language does not bode well for peace negotiations. And this comes literally minutes after they have said that they will cease the violence along the border. So I don't know what they are hoping to achieve. I think tomorrow we will find out exactly what their intentions are. But, yeah, no sooner have they said, well, we're going to stop the violence, than they say, well, we totally intend on continuing with our march of return.
Rolene, for a huge change, we actually have some time, and so we can actually have a proper discussion, which is really exciting. So I want to ask you something that you,
sure.
you referred to slightly yesterday, and it just really interests me. You spoke about the Modi in municipal election.
Yes.
And you told me that your mayor is going to be elected unopposed.
Yes.
Now, the little reading that I've done about Modiin, and I haven't been to Modiin, unfortunately, is that it's one of the most equally balanced societies in Israel from a secular and religious point of view. How does your chap manage to hold it together?
I think that's a fabulous question. First of all, he is really, really, he's the people's mayor. The natural progression for him one day will be for him to go into national politics. And I think we will be very, very sad to see our wonderful Chaim Bibas no longer be the mayor of Modiin. But yeah. We still have another 5 years of him. First of all, he has very much an open door policy. He welcomes opinions. He welcomes ideas from all members of society. I know many of us have complained to him about the traffic. We need more traffic circles, and he does his best to accommodate everybody. In fact, Modiin, I mean, you mentioned that it's the most balanced from a religious and secular point of view.
Am I right?
You are absolutely correct, because Modiin recently topped the list of the most religiously tolerant cities in the country. You know, there is space for everybody. We've got a Haredi community, and we've also got a very secular community. Look, on a Shabbat, most of the city is closed. We don't have very many restaurants, save for a few that are open. We don't have that much public transport within the city, but we do have inner city transport on Shabbat. And we're very, very tolerant. There's space in the city for everybody. Could this be because we have a large Olim community? I don't know. And I don't know if that has a knock-on effect on that. But we certainly do. Modiin has been described as a city that provides a very, very soft landing for Olim, because we do have all the processes in place. I think, you know, Mayor Bibas, if you're listening to me right now, you know, maybe appoint me to your council as your PR, just saying.
No, it's but I mean, really, because the interests are not always the same, and this man just manages to balance them, which is quite remarkable for an Israeli town.
He does, and no coincidence that our schools are amongst the best in the country, and we also have the highest percentage of IDF conscription in the country, including the people that, you know, even if they don't go to the army for whatever reasons, they still do their national service. So it really is a modern city. It's the first planned city in Israel, which is very important.
Do you think a city like Harish will use you as a template?
Well, I'm hoping that other cities follow, and they learn from Modiin. You know, we're the city of Chanukah, and I think that we've really managed as a city to set the bar very high. It's also a city that enjoys a large amount of young professionals who live here. And, maybe all these attributes help make Modiin the city that it is.
I'll visit it next time I'm there. Rolene, thank you for talking to us today. Shabbat shalom. And
Shabbat shalom.
Next week.
Shabbat shalom. God bless.